CliffCentral.com.
We got people on the line.
Hi, Gareth.
Yo, hey, how's it, man? Oh, I know who this is.
Yeah, it's your smartest listener.
Yeah, well, introduce yourself to everybody else.
This is Rob Nicolai from Harwich. Right.
We say crazy Rob, but you know we mean that affectionately.
Yeah, you should say theoretical physicist, Rob.
Right. So, Rob, what's happening, man?
Well, I think the world is going crazy. I mean, if there's not terrorists running you down in Barcelona, there's a North Korean dictator wanting to threaten the world with nuclear weapons that he doesn't have.
Yeah, Kim Jong-un, who are you more worried about? People driving over you in Barcelona, Kim Jong-un, or racists in America? Which one frightens you more?
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, really? She's the most frightening?
Yeah, because she's got absolutely no skills. She's very famous. She's got her own TV show. And for what? I mean, what does she do except just be?
I'm not inclined to disagree with you. I like that. All right, but North Korea, I mean, do you think that they have the technology now to be able to launch a long-range missile and threaten the world? Because they are run by a completely crazy dictator who's also called Kim.
Yeah, and did you know that they're saying that he actually bought Russian ballistic missile technology from the Ukraine because he's developed his missile technology a lot faster than either America or Russia did during the Cold War. And he's just a tin-pot little dictator in a ridiculous third world country, and everyone is starving, but he wants nuclear weapons with warheads.
Yeah, but maybe it's just because technology's advanced so quickly that when you try and build a ballistic missile in 2017, it's quicker than trying to do it before the technology exists in 1948.
Yeah, look, nobody knew anything in 1948 because they still thought of relativity from Einstein. They didn't have quantum mechanics. But, I mean, at least there's no Kardashian with nuclear weapons.
Hey, Rob, what are your plans for the weekend?
I haven't made any yet, but I was thinking of building a bomb shelter in case Jong-un nukes us.
All right, what do you think of Grace Mugabe?
I think she needs to work on her left. And what is she doing with an electric extension cord? I mean, is she the Zimbabwean Indiana Jones?
All right, Rob. Listen, you have a happy day, dude, and enjoy your weekend this weekend. Let us know if anything exciting happens, all right?
I will do, and if I can just offer some advice to Gabriela Engels.
Yes?
Mugabe's got a beach mansion in Belito. It's worth at least 200 million rand. She should sue for that if Grace has skipped the border.
That's a good idea. So he has a house in Belito, huh?
You just Google Mugabe's Belito mansion. I mean, it makes Nkonda look cheap and tacky.
Wow. Well, everything makes Nkonda look cheap and tacky, but I'll look that up. I didn't know that, Rob.
Well, for 145 million, 49 million rand, and Mugabe's place is worth 20 million. I mean, this is a place that Hugh Hefner would be embarrassed to stay in because it's too good.
Let's see.
Golf courses.
I'm looking it up right now. Wow. This is some property.
I mean, this is a bolt hole in case Zimbabwe becomes like North Korea.
Jesus, what a place.
It is ridiculous.
It looks like a villa.
It looks like Hugh Hefner's South African beach mansion.
Wow.
Ridiculous.
Wow.
And this is from a country, and Mugabe's sons, they spend more on the night on champagne than the average Zimbabwean income is a year.
So do they go there often?
I'm not sure. I've tried to let it out to friends, but nobody wants to piss off Bob.
Yeah, I reckon we should all just storm it and take it over. It looks really good.
Yeah, we should occupy beach mansions.
There we go. I like it.
I'll see you there on the weekend.
Yeah, I'll meet you at the, and we'll go down to the private beach.
Sounds okay, good. Well, yeah, I don't have any cottages there on there, but I booked the one closer to the beach.
All right, man. Thanks, Rob.
Okay, cheers, Gareth.
Bye. There you go. There's Rob. Rob Nicolai. He's from Howick in KZN. We call him affectionately Crazy Rob. CliffCentral.com.